flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, it is a Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. Good to have you with us. We are coming to you live throughout the DMV on the Team 980 and as well always live and free on the Odyssey app. Before we get started, and I don't want to depress anybody or say anything. I'm just... on behalf of this show, which is all I can control, on behalf of me, my family, we are just thinking of all the victims of the terrible tragedy last night in the Potomac River. Literally, I drive past there every day on the way in. Today, notable exception, they routed us around 295. And I mean, I did cross over the Potomac on the way back into the city, and what else can you say other than just an absolutely awful, 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 terrible tragedy, and so many innocent lives lost. I know the figure skating community is just at this point just ravaged with loss. So many other families. I can't imagine what that's like. Talked to a friend of mine that works at the airport that is, let's just say, involved to some degree in operations at, as you can imagine, he's going through it physically, emotionally, in every which way. Watched all the news coverage last night, this morning, wasn't really able to kind of put it aside and prepare for the show mentally, emotionally. It's so hard. I hope you guys understand. It's so hard to do a show about stuff that really, really does not matter. Ultimately, that really does not matter when compared to tragedy and the loss of so much human life in our own backyard, in our own neighborhood. I mean, again, literally, it's, everybody knows where Reagan National is. Everyone knows where the Potomac River is. Everyone sees that travels from D.C. into Virginia or Virginia into D.C. on the 14th Street Bridge. You see helicopters all the time. Not only Marine One and you see training missions, you see whatever other helicopter, just all the time. You see planes all the time. And this happens, of course, in every city in America. But here in Washington, D.C., and at Reagan National, it does feel a little bit different. it does feel a little bit different. And, you know, whatever happened, whatever caused this, you know, I'm sure they will find out to some degree, if not a large degree, how it happened, what happened. I mean, I think, you know, logic would tell you some of how it happened, but that's not my area of expertise, nor is it what we do here. But I just wanted to open up the show and say, you know, we're all affected. Some might be affected more than others, and some may have lost loved ones or people that they know. And we are very sensitive to that fact. Our hearts are with you. My heart is with you. You know, I love people that in my life that have lost someone very important to them in the snap of a finger, where they never came home. And I understand that. You know, I have sort of experienced that firsthand, but not directly. And, you know, you hope that nobody has to, but obviously, and unfortunately, some have to. And that's what happened last night and into the late hours of the morning. And I was up half the night watching and consuming the news coverage, hoping for a miracle, and it obviously did not happen. And, you know, again, I don't mind sharing with you, just like last Tuesday was when we found out 2 hours before the show that Pete had passed away. It is very, 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 very difficult to act like football or sports for that matter, or a terrible basketball team, or a big win for Maryland hoops, or a big game on tap for the Caps tonight, or you know, whatever, a big offseason ahead for the Commanders, is even remotely important when you're dealing with something like that, a terrible tragedy like that. So we wanted to spend a few minutes obviously being cognizant and aware and recognizing what is unfortunately so important and so relevant and so tragic and so awful in our own neighborhood, in our own backyard, in our own city. And, you know, think that it could happen at any point, anytime, anywhere. It could happen in large quantities, small quantities, and ultimately, you know, for the victims, they didn't get a chance to say goodbye, and they didn't get a chance to go out the way that we all hope that we do. And to the families that are left behind, I just say our hearts are with you, and we hope that we can, you know, lift you up and keep you in our thoughts. And for those that pray and are more religious, quite honestly, than I am, that too, and keep you in our hearts, most importantly, because that is the most important thing, because unfortunately we know that we can't fix the tragedy, but we can support and uplift one another and not be so self-absorbed and not worry about stupid things that don't matter. And that being said, I hope you understand that we often around here on this show, on this station, on the group of stations, we are not a news talk outlet. We are not news providers or breakers or anything like that. We are supposed to be entertainers. We are supposed to take you away from the trial and the tragedies and the bumps in the road of life, right? We are supposed to uplift you. We are supposed to entertain you. We are supposed to provoke you. We are supposed to get you hot and bothered, right? Hard to do on a day like this, but we will try our very best. We will try our very best. with that being said, I hope you understand that I have a job to do, and we will do it with a heavy heart. We will do it with the victims and their families on our minds. We will do it the best way we can. And hopefully that's good enough. But we do it with a little bit of a tribute, a little bit of a salute, a little bit of a a step back, if you will, from what we normally do, recognizing that there's so much more important and that there's so much tragedy in our lives, in our world, and we just hope that we can provide a little bit of a distraction. So again, our hearts are with you, our thoughts are with you, and you know, that will never go away, and we all unfortunately have to move on, but we will do our best to do so here, and again, do our best. Can't promise anything, do our best. All right, so that being said, obviously, again, now we move to what we normally do. And listen, again, none of this really matters. None of it. Not one bit of it. But sports are meant to be a distraction. Sports are meant to be a release. Sometimes people get really mad. Sometimes people get really happy. Sometimes people are non-moved. They just don't care. Whatever. Everybody's a little bit different. Before we get into something that's rearing its ugly head already this week, and in many ways, I wanted to do something positive out of the gate. And there's a couple of things that I thought we could have a little bit of fun with, a little bit of positive emotion, energy, what have you. And one question that I thought we'd throw out there, and listen, we'll get to the Wizards, we'll get to the Terps, we'll get to the Caps. We'll get to the Super Bowl. We'll start with the Commanders here. What was the most important thing we discovered about the 2024 season? What was the most important thing that we discovered about the 2024 season? Now, before you just wander about aimlessly, what I'm looking for is one of these three options. Okay? You can expand it a little bit, but I want to keep it focused, which sometimes you guys don't let me do. Okay? The most important thing that we discovered about this 2024 Commander season was choice A. They found a franchise quarterback. That's going to be a pretty popular one, I know. Choice B, option B. They found, installed, and built a brotherhood, or AKA culture. I'll explain what I mean by that coming up. Option three. This is probably going to be the least favorite, but I think it could be viewed as the most important. And that is, they gained experience, they created stability, and they rebuilt the entire organization from top to bottom. Experience, stability, and rebuild mode. Even though Dan Quinn never, ever, ever used the word rebuild, he used recalibrate. He used reload. He never used the word rebuild. For whatever reason, that was not something that he wanted in the lexicon of the of the program, of the public message. So if he didn't want that, Okay. Fine. He didn't get to tell me what to ask the audience. So I'll throw it on to finding, discovering, gaining experience, stability, and a rebuild of the football organization. Because you would say, right, before those guys got here, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and before a lot of the new players got here, Jaden Daniels and company, they had rebuilt the front office, or at least the very top hierarchy of the organization, because Josh and his group were here for 5 or 6 months before Adam Peters and Dan Quinn got here. If you want to expand it to the time that they took over, certainly I understand that. That's a year and a half or so ago. But they came in waves. So the three choices that I would like very strongly for you to consider and weigh in on at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 is the most important thing that we discovered about the 2024 season was that the Commanders had a franchise quarterback, one. Two, found, built, and installed a brotherhood, a.k.a. culture. Or C, or option three, they have experience, stability, and a foundation that they did not have at any point under Dan Snyder, at any point. Which of those three things most important that we discovered? Now, I'll give you mine. It's easy to say franchise quarterback, and I understand. You don't win consistently in this league without a very good quarterback. Doesn't have to necessarily be great, but pretty much have to be pretty good, very good. Right? We're talking about Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow. And even when you have Joe Burrow, even when you have Justin Herbert, right? Things don't always go your way. CJ Stroud. People think every quarterback that comes into the NFL, oh, Trevor Lawrence. People were drooling over him. If you watched him at Clemson, you saw enough things that concerned you. And I kept pointing them out, and everybody kept telling me I was crazy, and it looked like I'm right. I'm not always right, because I didn't know if CJ Stroud would be as good as he was. And I certainly didn't know. I thought Jaden Daniels would be pretty damn good. Did not know he would be this good. So I'm not always right. That's the easy answer, I think. Brotherhood. Again, I've mentioned this once or twice, and I've been thinking about it a lot these days. For years and years and years, we heard the word culture, culture, culture. You know, remember when Bruce Allen took to the podium in October of 2019 after they fired Jay Gruden and said, you know, the culture is damn good, which was the biggest fraud of a statement that Bruce had ever said. Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. There were other more fraudulent statements. You remember those, right? Like there's no telephones in Hawaii what was the other one? We're winning off the field. Now we have to start winning on the field. All that stuff. We had been hearing about culture, culture, culture to the point where, you know, we would tease Ron a little bit and play Boy George's Culture Club, right? As a little way to kind of poke a little fun. I could be missing it. I don't watch every press conference. I don't hang on every word like everyone else does in the media. I do things differently. I don't read transcripts all the time. I don't play entire press conferences ever. It just drives me crazy. That's me. So maybe I'm missing it, but I never heard the word culture out of Dan Quinn. I could be missing it. But you damn sure heard brotherhood, 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 brotherhood. And brotherhood is their culture. Different word, same essential meaning. Brotherhood. So that's option B. Experience and stability from the top down on every level of the organization. From ownership to general manager to the scouts and his assistants to the head coach and his assistants to the players and the locker room. And now to the fan base. On the field, off the field. I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, there is no real wrong answer here. I believe experience, stability, rebuilding that anchor structure for an organization to plant in the ground and say, this is what we are. At the very core, at the very root, this is what we do, and this is who we are. I think that's immeasurable. I think that's really important, and that's the way I'm going to lean. What about you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls on that. Coming up next, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, AMAC is alongside today. Be nice to him when you call in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're with you until 4 o'clock. So we open up, you know, besides the obvious, and hopefully they came across this way, heartfelt sentiments about the tragedy that happened in our own neighborhood, our own backyard last night, and all the terribly, all the loss of life, which... just awful. Just trying to move on and focus on something that I think, I hope, is positive to a good deal of our audience. Maybe not. Kind of depends. And I asked what the most important thing that we found out in 2024 about the Commanders is and are. And that's a franchise quarterback and finding one and knowing that you have one. The installation of brotherhood, a.k.a. culture. And do you disagree that with me that that's essentially the same thing? And maybe the same thing as brotherhood slash culture, but I do think it's different. Stability and structure, a foundation to build on, to lean on, to refocus on. To have a home base on. Something that this organization has never had. At least that I've been around, and certainly during the Dan Snyder era. And what I mean by that is, you know, they would tell you, we have a culture now. We have figured out what the right thing to do is. Dan Snyder told you when he wished everybody a Happy New Year or a Happy Thanksgiving on January 2nd. That they figured it out all by themselves, that a coach-centric structure was most important in the NFL. Dan was so full of bleep. You couldn't be more full of it. He had no idea what he was talking about. He was told by somebody to say that. He was not that smart, okay? When Josh Harris didn't say, we're going to find a GM-centric structure, and they did sort of say, hey, we prefer the traditional model of a general manager and then a general manager who picks the coach. He kind of said that, but he didn't make some grand declarative statement that said, this is the way we figured out. We stumbled. Eureka! We took what he wanted, or he took what he wanted, what he thought was the right thing, he and his ownership group, and said, let's find out the best person. Let's identify that person. Let's hire that person. Let's get that person here when previously they wouldn't come here. And they did that in Adam Peters. Now, whether it works out long term, don't know. I have a pretty good feeling it will. On top of that, the coach. On top of that, the roster and the right players and so on and so forth, right? But more, when I say stability and structure, a foundation, it's like home base, right? It's for those of you that are stressed at work, are stressed with, I don't know, other things in your life. When you walk in your front door and you feel a certain inner peace, you feel a certain happiness, even though things aren't maybe perfect, but you feel safe, right? You feel like it's the right place for you to be. And you feel like it's your opportunity to kind of reset, take a deep breath. That happens a lot in my life, man. That's important to me. And I think it's important to a lot of people. I don't know. But I think that's where I'm trying to get at with option three. And again, maybe it's a little bit vague and maybe it's a little bit more culture, okay? But I'm separating it. Stability, structure, a foundation, home base, the way to do things, the DNA that we are, the type of person we're looking for. We develop people, damn it. What Dan Quinn said yesterday, with minus the damn it part. We develop people, coaches, players, people. We believe in people. Because the better people that you have, the better chance of success you are. Absolutely going to have. Not that it's guaranteed, but the better people you have, the better chance you have. All right, so I've reset right out to the calls in just a flash after a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Wizards get blown out again last night in Capital One Arena, and tonight they take on LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. You can hear it right here on the Team 980, beginning at 6:45. Craig Hoffman is broadcasting live from Capital One Arena right after this show, so you will hear the Lakers and the Wizards. Dave Johnson and company at 6:45 as the Wizards try and break another brutally long losing streak. Meanwhile, the Capitals, just the opposite. They're over on 106.7 The Fan tonight, and they're back in the eastern portion of Canada in Ottawa tonight, where they take on the Senators for the second time in 2 weeks. They beat the Sens in Ottawa just 2 weeks ago tonight, 34-11-5, 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:45. Again, the coverage on 106.7 The Fan. And finally, from the NFL, the Las Vegas Raiders are retaining their defensive coordinator, Patrick Graham. That, according to a statement by the team, he was brought on by former head coach Josh McDaniels, stayed on as part of Antonio Pierce's staff, and now will join Pete Carroll. And that's what's trending. Right out to the phones we go to get you guys involved in the show at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You know what we're looking for. We'll get into some other things as we go along. 301-230-0980, what's the most important thing we've discovered about in the 2024 season? Franchise quarterback, brotherhood slash culture. Three, stability, foundation, structure, top-down ownership, general manager, football operations, coaching, quarterback, roster, locker room, building, organization, DNA, footprint, everything. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Marcus and Brandywine in the leadoff spot. What's up, Marcus? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just want to start off, you know, of course, giving thoughts and prayers to those affected by the tragedy in our city.
Absolutely.
Definitely appreciate you. You know, this is a good distraction. So with that being said, I had my answer before you gave your three, but okay, it just so happened that my answer fell into that three.
Okay.
So I think the most important thing is choice B, the culture slash brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
My answer wasn't word for word. My answer would have been the fact that people actually want to be here. And I think 80% of that, those people, you know, 80% of that is meaningful internally, you know, with the coaches, the staff, the, you know, front office and all of that. But I also think that 20% is important outside, because you get people, you know, when they see the brotherhood or culture that we build or that we're building, they also want to be here and they also want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of flows into your choice B, that stability. Now, I know you didn't want to lump them together, but going back to your example about coming home.
Yeah.
If you have someone in your home that doesn't want to be there, it'll show and it'll make you not want to be there. Having people that want to be here, that will make it a lot easier to have that structure, have that stability. So I think choice B would be my option.
No, I think it's an excellent answer and explanation, and I realize that, you know, B and C kind of blend in to each other.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm trying to separate it just for purposes of the discussion. And I understand that they're sort of similar. But to your point, right, people, there was a long time where, and it was kind of like when I was starting covering the team in 2009, where people right. wanted to come here, they wanted to come here to get paid. Not because mm-hmm. this is a special place.
Exactly.
Not because, yeah. hey, we can win a yeah. championship. Not because
yeah.
you know why they wanted to come here.
Oh, wow.
And Bruce 1,000%. Allen did the one good thing Bruce Allen did, and he didn't do anything really else good. The one good thing Bruce Allen did was he stopped some of that.
Yeah.
Now he didn't fix anything else, and as a matter of fact, made a lot of things worse. That was the one good thing that he did. You know, go to Washington to get paid kind of thing.
Yep, and that's a positive. Now, now at this point, you can come to Washington. Well, I don't want to say come to Washington. Washington will open their doors to a select few that adds to that brotherhood or that culture.
Yeah.
And then in turn, you know, you congratulate them with a little extra change in their pockets. And that's how it should be, I feel like.
Great call. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you for leading off the show. Appreciate you. Let's go to Rodney in D.C. next up. Rodney, how are you?
Hey, Rooster.
What's up, Rodney?
Great topic, man. I feel the same way as the first caller. Stability and the foundation breeds other things, like having good relationship with the agents. People wanting to come in the building, people knowing that they don't have to deal with congressional investigations. They don't have to deal with, they just want to play football, the players. They just want to come play. They want to have fun playing football. They want to work hard to ultimately get into the Super Bowl, because that's what we're talking about. So I think the foundation enhances all the other options that you gave, because we all know if you don't have a quarterback, you have nothing in the NFL in mm-hmm. terms of realistically being a contender perennial, you know, consistently. And the teams we always talk about, Kansas City's of the world, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, they all have a foundation. You don't hear non-football issues with those teams who have a great foundation. okay? People want to come to work. They want to run through a brick wall. And having having decent human beings in the structure that only want decent human beings, and we have a structure now where the owner is empowering the people in place to do their job, which also leads to the brotherhood, because the people who are on the team, i.e. coaches and players, they are going to want to be good. They just want to come to work, play football, have a good team, go to the playoffs and try to win a Super Bowl. The distractions is what creates the non-structure type of deal. So I think three to me is the most important because it enhances all the other points.
Well said, Rodney. Very well said. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Well said on the sentiments. And basically what Rodney's saying is avoiding the chaos, avoiding the three-ring circus. It was never just about football here. It was never about football. Or so rarely about football, because there were so many chefs in the kitchen trying to one-up each other, trying to ruin each other's recipe, trying to destroy the integrity of what you were trying to cook for dinner. And it was allowed, and it was encouraged, and it was a part of the fabric. Somebody asked me last week, hey, man, what's the difference between a Josh Harris-run ownership group and Dan Snyder? And I'm not in the building every day for Josh Harris. Obviously, I'm here, right? But I've been around the team enough, locker room, mostly after games, but sometimes occasionally during, the week, training camp, what have you. And I talk to people, right? And the difference that I said, because I lived the Dan Snyder every day in the building thing, and Dan was fine to me, as I always say, but I lived it every day for 6 years, and I've been around it in other ways since then. You felt like you were walking constantly on eggshells. When you feel like you're walking on eggshells, you can't do your job. You can't enjoy what you do. You know, I put pressure on myself. What am I going to talk about today? What am I going to not bore the audience with? What am I not going to bore myself with? Right? I put pressure. How can I make the same gobbledygook entertainment? But you know what I don't ever feel when I walk in here? I don't feel like I'm walking on eggshells. I don't feel like, oh my God, if I have one bad segment, say one stupid thing, make a mistake that, you know, somebody's going to get super angry at me or that I'm going to get fired or anything like that. I'm not uptight when I'm here. I have pressure. I have a competitiveness. I have frustrations. Don't get me wrong. I don't tell you all my frustrations. It's called being a professional, right? A lot of frustrations. But my point being is that's what it felt like working every day for 6 years in a Dan Snyder building with Bruce Allen in charge. Is it felt like you were walking on eggshells. And now I don't think people feel like they're walking on eggshells, even before the turnaround on the field. And even less so after the turnaround on the field. And it's, again, the same thing here. Right? We walk in here and, you know, like CK is very professional, very serious, very businesslike when he has to be. And a lot of the other time, he's one of the coolest bosses, if not the coolest boss you're ever going to have, because he gets it. He understands, right? He's one of the guys. Like, And by the way, there's no ping pong table here, even though they tease me about that. My point being is, when you have that stability, that structure, it doesn't solve everything. It doesn't fix everything. But again, it's home base. It's a chance for you to come and be successful. Because the foundation, because the structure is right. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Brian in Waldorf here. Then we'll take a timeout, and we'll get to Athan on the other side. What's up, Brian? How are you?
I'm good, Chris. How you doing? Prayers for this morning. Pretty sad, but
yeah, terrible day. Terrible day.
Yeah, but so here's my thing. With this question, I think we're missing a very important element, and that's like time.
Okay.
So this year, it really, really was about the quarterback and the whole brotherhood thing. You don't have that brotherhood because of a 34-year-old Bobby Wagner. You have that brotherhood because of Jaden Daniels.
Mm.
And that brotherhood really let you down come Sunday with three fumbles and no turnovers from your rookie quarterback, who looked like he could keep you in that game. Even I don't win it, we don't know. But we all know what Jaden Daniels looks like at the end of the game with a chance to win it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that brotherhood kind of let him down in that championship game. And it just wasn't the fumbles. Lattimore, you can't get beat on 4th and 5. I know it was a hold, but my God, you're an all pro. Make a play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's other all the other penalties. But as far as the brotherhood thing, that's kind of year to year to me, because that's something that's going to have to be developed, because there's what, like 19 free agents this year.
I think it's 20. I think it's 24, actually.
Yeah, 24 free. So now that's something that has to be rebuilt. I mean, I don't imagine they're going to bring everybody back. They need to, you know, get better players.
No.
But as far as the stability, there's no way to tell whether we have stability or not. And I know the NFC Championship game, and I will never get it, give it back. I'm 30 years old. I ain't never been there. So everyone can kiss my you-know-what, because I'm going to hold on to that for as long as I can. I don't care what happens next year and the year after that. I will hold on to this season as my greatest season ever, and we contended for it. So I actually got to say we were a Super Bowl contender. Yeah. I've never been able to. So right now it's kind of like a year-to-year thing for me, and all of that was important with Jaden Daniels just this year. Stability, we will know later on, but they had to nail the quarterback, because without that quarterback, that whole anybody, anywhere, anytime was going to be you get your butt whooped, anybody, anywhere, anytime without Jaden Daniels.
I love it. Excellent. I wasn't sure where you're exactly going with that, but it all makes sense, and I agree with a lot of what you said. Good call, Brian. Thank you. I always appreciate you. 301-230-0980, our guy AA will be up next. On the other side, 150, Team 980. And the Odyssey app, we're always live and free there. We'll tell you about how to get to Sin City in just a couple of moments right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, AMAX alongside. Be nice to him when you call in. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll keep the conversation moving. I'll add another little twist to it when we come back for the top of the hour. But are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest right here on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day, here's the key, for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details are available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. Good luck. Let's get to our guy. Where are we here? Let me get lined up here. Athan and Annapolis, AA. How are you, pal? Athan? Oh, something may have happened. All right, we're going to put Athan on hold, and we'll get to Gus in Arlington here before the top of the hour. Gus, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Rooster.
What's going on, Gus?
Last off season, it was about, bringing in character guys and bringing in guys who knew the system, like Ertz knew Kingsbury, and the Dallas guys knew Quinn system. But the beauty of it is that Daniels, he's so mature, you almost can take a gamble on a hothead who's a really high performer, because Daniels is the foundation of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not gonna overshadow a guy who's gonna come in at 5 a.m. every day to train. Therefore, how much input do you think Daniels should have in the off-season acquisitions? I know we want to keep him separate, but
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a superstar. He has to have some sort of influence, right?
Yeah, you would think. But he's also not going to be able to walk into Adam Peters' office, I don't think, and say, hey, man, you know what I really need above offensive line and defensive line help is Stephon Diggs. And, you know, and say, that's the guy I want. And then they're just going to go, okay, sure, no problem, yeah, let's do it to make the quarterback happy, and then have it blow up in their face. Now, maybe they will, I doubt that they will at this point. And I don't think Jaden Daniels would want necessarily to be able to do that. You know, maybe consulted, maybe asked, hey, do you think this would be a good fit? Which former LSU guy? You know, maybe he was consulted already on the Brandon Ayuk situation. Maybe he wasn't. We don't exactly know, right? Because you would have thought Jaden Daniels would want Brandon Ayuk here, and if they were listening to him just blindly, they would have made that trade. They would have done that, and it would have backfired, quite honestly, on them. So, you know, I think ultimately it goes back to what I'm talking about. Having that base, having that structure, having that foundation allows you to say, okay, we want to make our guys happy. We want to make our guys better. We want to accentuate their positives, right? We want to build, but we have to do it the right way. And with the right way comes the right people, the right character, the right personality, the right fit, all of that stuff. Because if you don't have that, you largely have nothing. And you don't want do you want hotheads? Do you want Stephon Diggs? Do you want George Pickens? Do you want I don't know if AJ Brown is a hothead, but he's a little bit self-absorbed. Do you want to invite that in your building when you do seemingly have a really, really, really strong chemistry?
Yeah, but I mean, you think about Randy Moss in Minnesota, he wore his welcome there.
Yep.
But it's so does Brady.
Yep, no, so that's fair. That's fair.
And I mean, you want it to be perfect. You want your high performers to be high character guys, but this is football. You know, that's not always the case.
That's fair.
You're get paid to.
You know, you bring up a good point. They rehabbed a lot of guys in New England, not just Randy Moss, right? Think about it. Corey Dillon when he went there, and that worked out great. But think about it also. Albert Haynesworth went there, and it was a miserable flop. And other guys went there, and it didn't work out, right? So it doesn't always work out in every situation. I think you just have to be really, really careful about who you bring in and how you try and upgrade the talent. Gus, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Let you run on that. 158, Team 980. We will get back to you on the other side. Plus, we'll work in some other things along the way. We're with you until 4 o'clock right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.